This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what helped out the cattle markets today?
Well, we got to go back to yesterday, Leslie, when we saw our cattle find strength after the 1 p.m. settlement price due to cash trade taking place in feed yards. And we confirmed today we had big cash trade yesterday. 138 cash, bought like 12,000 head in Kansas, 7,300 in Texas, 15,000 in Nebraska. Well, that kind of news got us off to a start this morning to the upside, and we held that throughout the day with several contracts trading limit up and several closing limit up. That will give us expanded limits tomorrow for live cattle and feeder cattle both. Box beef was also higher today. On the close, December cattle up to $3 limit, February cattle up to $3 limit, November and January feeders each up to $4.50 limit, and December lean hogs, the only contract to close higher, was up 15 cents.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
At P&K Equipment, you don't have to hunt too hard to find exactly what you're looking for. American-made John Deere and Oklahoma-owned P&K are proud to be your local experts on utility vehicles. For every project, hunt, or memory in the making, our XUV 825i will lead the way. And now you can get yours for up to $800 off. Available in your choice of color, style, and accessories, come see the experts and find out why in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer expires 10/31/15. Cash discount only eligible on certain models. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
What's influencing the grain markets?
Well, our grain markets didn't really have anything to influence them today, Leslie. That's the interesting thing, is it was mainly fund selling and technical selling that pulled the markets down. As we saw, most wheat, corn, and soybean contracts either making new lows for the week or trading very close to the lows of the week today, and we really did not see much bounce of trying to get off those lows today. Very disappointing day for the grains. Now, the dollar was higher, but that came later in the session. Early in the session, the dollar was lower. December KC wheat was down 2.5 cents. March KC down 2.25. December Chicago wheat closed 3.25 lower. December corn down 4. March corn down 3.75. November beans down 9.75. Jan beans down 8.25. And December cotton 33 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866. Go to Tom
Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis for the Radio Oklahoma Network.